My name is Robert Baish, Medicare Bob. I own Senior Healthcare Direct, and I've got a really important announcement today. It is December 5th. The annual enrollment period is ending soon, and I'm afraid that a lot of agents and consumers are going to make this really big mistake. So I'd like you to watch this video so you can make sure that you avoid making this mistake. If you currently have a Medicare Advantage plan and you're looking at upgrading to a Medicare Supplement plan, the mistake that a lot of agents are going to make is they're going to make your Medicare Supplement plan effective for January 1st, and they're going to submit your drug plan while they're talking to you as well. Well, this is problematic because if they submit your drug plan, that is going to take you off of your Medicare Advantage plan. And because it's December 5th, most likely you are not going to know in the next 2 or 3 days if you've been approved for that supplement plan. So what's going to happen, I've seen this every year, if you work with an inexperienced agent, you're going to talk to them, you have a Medicare Advantage plan, and you want to upgrade to that supplement, that true Medigap. So the agent says, yay, okay, I'll help you. They submit your application for the supplement and they submit your drug plan, only to find out next week, come December 10th or 11th, you were not approved for the supplement plan. But because they submitted your drug plan, you already knocked off your Advantage plan, so now you're stuck with just Medicare and a drug plan. So here is how you avoid that mistake. One, you can work with one of our agents and we'll make it very easy and take care of it for you, and you won't have anything to worry about because we know how to do it the right way. But if you are working with somebody else, make sure they make your Medicare supplement plan effective for February 1st. And then wait to submit your drug plan in January. Now, yes, you'll have the Advantage plan for 1 month in January, but everything will start February 1st. Now, you're probably wondering, well, Bob, how are they gonna be able to submit the drug plan if the annual enrollment period has ended? Well, that's because Medicare has another open enrollment period that is January 1st to March 31st that allows you to go from a Medicare Advantage plan to a drug plan. So if you are upgrading your coverage from a Medicare Advantage to a Medigap, make the Medicare Medigap plan effective February 1st. That way you give the underwriters plenty of time to approve your application. And if you're not approved, worst case, you can keep your Advantage plan. If you are approved, then tell your agent come January to submit your drug plan effective February 1st using the election period of open enrollment period. And that will automatically cancel your Advantage plan for February 1st so that you're in good shape. So if you're upgrading from an Advantage plan to a Medigap, make sure you do exactly what we talked about in this video. If you have any questions about it, click the link that's in the description below to go to our website to talk to one of our agents. The phone number is listed. You can call us. You can always follow our Facebook page, podcast, YouTube channel, and I'll always keep you in the know when it comes to Medicare.